Gary, I suppose that was nervier than it should have been in the second half, but the TTA era gets off to a winning start.
Yes, I think it was nervier. I thought we started really well. Started on the front four, so went with a very attacking lineup with two out and out strikers and two out and out wingers. So we knew that often the difficult thing with that, and this is probably why last year I was reluctant to play 4-4-2. A, because I didn't think we had the personnel, but B, because you find it's very, very difficult to stop space developing on the pitch, and if a space any opponent can hurt you. Good goal, first goal, you know, ball back in from Groundsey, really, really nice delivery in, swing with his left foot, and Morrow almost, I think he sandwiches the ball off the lad's head at the same time, it just loops over the goalkeeper, so good start. Really, really disappointed with her second goal, or their goal rather. Incredibly disappointed, because at that point, again, 1-0, all we had to do was drop in, be very difficult to play against, and I felt we'd have had opportunities, particularly with two strikers, and we just allowed space again to develop. The ball gets played into that space that we then react too late, and they end up in an area where they can play a ball inside. Good little dummy from the lad, and it's a good finish. So, but to be 1-1, I felt was really, really poor from our point of view. To score the second, obviously a ball in, Dukey, header, you know, started really, really well his Blues career. That's four goals in about eight appearances, I think. So really pleased with him. And then Mag scores an absolute cracker to make it 3-1. So again, at that point, it's about our mentality. And I said that at half-time. You know, I don't want them to have another chance. That has to be our mentality. And the more the game goes on, the more they'll have to chase it and the more space there'll be for us. And we'll just have to show a little bit of composure. We let another poor goal, second phase from a free kick, I think it was. Don't mark properly. Defensively, I didn't think we were as good tonight as a team. And then lacked quality then for 10, 15 minutes. I think just that little bit of nerviness, that little bit of panic where perhaps you just need someone to say, you know what, just calm down, get on the ball. And again, when you've got two midfielders in there against a few bodies, it's hard to have that time on the ball to show that composure. So we changed it. I felt we had to at that point get another midfielder on, and I felt Reece certainly helped us. I think he helped us just gain a little bit of composure back on the ball, another body in that central area to be an option. And we seemed to settle down a little bit. Shea did great when he came on. I thought he looked really dangerous as a lone striker. Obviously, we didn't really want to take both the strikers off, but I had a debate with Dukey. I just felt he's played a lot of games recently and I wanted to save him a little bit for Friday. The only thing in the back of my mind was, because Clayce has missed quite a bit of football, would he go through, you know, the whole game, and 5 minutes later, lo and behold, he starts holding his calf. So that wasn't ideal. But I thought we actually saw the game out pretty well. But I was disappointed with some aspects. I don't want to be disrespectful, because again, we've won 4-2, and I'd hate to, you know, if I was Alan in there, I'd hate for him to think that we feel we haven't played very well, because I think we have done in spells. But I just think today, you know, a different night, you know, this certainly could have caused us a lot more problems.
Having opted to play 4-4-2 and Clayton with Lucas up front, the fact that you've scored four at home for the first time since, I think, Bristol City early on at the start of last season, that must please you, though.
Well, it does. And you know, typical of me with a defensive mentality and a defender's mentality, shall I say, that I'm disappointed with those aspects. Because I just think there's going to be games in the season that you're going to get some players that can really hurt that space, you know, and that's something we've got to be aware of. Yes, I was pleased with the way we scored the goals. We've created plenty of chances. And I think with a two, it's a balance, isn't it? It's the balance between hitting Djukovic on the diagonal because he's so dangerous, hitting Clayce behind the back four because he's so quick, and then trying to force it all the time. And that's the balance. You've got to then work out when the other team drop in, then we can pass the ball and get some moves going, which I thought we did sometimes, but perhaps not enough. So, yeah, very pleased with some of our attacking football, but I just think we needed a slightly better balance tonight. So, good result. Good scoreline, but certainly lots to improve on in the performance.
And finally from me, it's 23 points from 13 games now. You've got the momentum back, having lost at the City ground ahead of a big couple of weeks, certainly for you personally, going to your old club on Friday and then the big derby a bit later on.
Yeah, but again, I don't think we attach any more importance to those games than we have done to the 13 games previously, but of course I think it was important that we reacted very, very strongly after a poor game against Forest. Watching the game back, it was probably more even than it looked, and certainly they just looked to have a little bit of added hunger. And that's something that's very difficult to replicate every game. You know, every game to go out there and play that same way. You know, sometimes you have to substitute that drive and desire for a bit of quality that gives you a bit more control sometimes, rather than having to fight your way to every win. But it was a very, very good reaction tonight. And as I said, I'm pleased with the result and I'm pleased with the scoreline.